There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Hello, good morning. Welcome in, everybody, to a Thursday edition of Follow the Money. I know I said it earlier this week, and I look a lot like Mitch Moss, I'm sure, but Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard out of the building today, getting some well-deserved vacation. Sean King sitting over here on the desk with me as well, former Super Bowl champ NFL quarterback, as we break down all things NFL, NBA, college hoops today. How about number one going down again last night, Sean?
It's been a very short-lived perch, to say the least, this year. If you get number one, just expect to lose shortly thereafter.
Mike DeCourcy, by the way, is going to join us in just about an hour. Sporting News college basketball columnist. The curse of being the top team in the country strikes again last night. Bama goes down to Tennessee. Will a real contender please stand up? Then at 8:30, Luke Easterling of the Draft Wire and the Bucks Wire get his opinion on all things NFL draft. Will the Bears give up that top spot and entertain a trade to get a quarterback out there for somebody else? And then later on in hour three, Mitch Lawrence, SiriusXM NBA radio host. I thought LeBron wasn't going to play last night, and he did. So that wasn't ideal.
Yeah, it's kind of a strange week for LeBron. Like, he was expected to play the game previous, yes, and then didn't. I don't really know what's going on there.
But just to go back to the Alabama side of things, I was doing some research this morning, and did you know it has been eight different times now this regular season that the top team in the country has gotten upset based on the rankings? Obviously, they were 3-point underdog last night to Tennessee. But in terms of being the number one ranked team, that's tied for the most losses in the AP era. The only other time, 1993-94. And this is going back, like, the AP era is 1948. Only two times ever have eight number ones gone down in the same regular season. We still have a while before the tournament gets here, Sean. Like, what is going on?
I just think that college basketball conference road teams always struggle, Stormy. I'd be interested in how many of those number ones have lost were on the road versus a conference opponent. Very difficult to play. Those games are always competitive. Different gym, strange rim from a sightline standpoint. Brandon Miller, you know, is going to be a top five pick in his draft. He's 4 of 11, 3 of 8 from 3. Clowney was 1 of 4 from 3. Sears, 0 of 3 from 3. So yeah, it's just like in conference games, the road team struggles for whatever reason. And I think that's across the board.
First conference loss for the Tide this season. They fall 68-59 to Tennessee. And that defense for Rick Barnes' squad never wavered. Alabama typically averages, you know, 70, 80 points, held to below 60 in this one. And the turnovers were a massive problem. Alabama led just once in the early going. I want to say it was like 12-11 very early on, has 19 turnovers in the game. You can't expect to win a game when you have 19 turnovers. The Vols had only 9.
And it's interesting because I'm trying to find a horse to ride come tournament time. This is the most parity I've seen in college basketball in a long time. Well, I really don't have a strong opinion about any one specific team. And you would think Tennessee has been ranked in the top 10, you know, portions during the year. Big win for them. But I didn't come away overly impressed with Tennessee as well, Stormy. I just thought Alabama didn't shoot the ball particularly well. But I'm looking for somebody. Somebody, please stand up. Make me believe in you. Great win by Shaka Smart and Marquette at home last night. But do they have the size come tournament time to handle a Purdue or somebody if they were to face them? So I'm trying to figure it out. Don't have a really strong opinion, but I'm trying.
All this tells me is that, like, opening week of the NCAA tournament, those 8-9s, it's going to be bonkers.
Oh, they're all live.
It's going to be bonkers.
We're definitely going to see a North Carolina, Stormy. North Carolina was the 8 seed last year, ended up in the title game. I definitely think we're going to see a 8-9, 10-11 seed make a deep run in the tournament. I agree with you 100%.
I'll be interested to get Mike DeCourcy's thoughts on North Carolina because they're a team that obviously, like, was ranked number one coming into the year. They're one of those teams, by the way, that got knocked off of the top spot 3 times. 3 of those 8 are the Tar Heels this year. But, like, they're interesting. I want to know about Kentucky. Are they going to make the tournament at all? Because it's a plus money price for them to make it right now.
Yeah, this is going to be the best NIT tournament in history. I mean, it's going to have
right
North Carolina,
in Vegas, baby.
Kentucky. Hey, I know Duke's got 2 quad one wins, but I mean, we're teetering on being in the NIT as well.
We got to give a shout out to our guy, Josh Applebaum, yesterday. Crushed it with the college basketball picks and the line moves because Tennessee comes through, Northwestern again. And sorry to your Hogs because I know you were looking for a team to ride with, like you said, and you were leaning toward the Arkansas Razorbacks. They fall again at Texas A&M last night.
Conference road game.
I know, you said it.
I don't know what it is about in-conference road games. They're always difficult.
They were drunk, not nearly as drunk as the Kansas City Chiefs were yesterday, though, on the floats and the parade. The kingdom was wild. And you know what? Okay, I need to get your opinion, though, on this Travis Kelce, everybody's doubting us mentality because the Chiefs, they're the favorite in their division again this year. Hold on. Let's just hear straight from him before I get into my little soapbox here.
The haters were saying that the Chiefs would never make the playoffs. The haters were saying the Chiefs were done.
The Chiefs are saying that anyone would doubt them. That's how I feel because, come on, like I said, they were the favorites in the AFC West. They're among the shorter shots to win it each year, the last 5 years. Nobody's doubting you. I get that you didn't have Tyreek Hill this year, but nobody thought you weren't making the playoffs, Travis Kelce.
Yeah, I think he went to the extreme, but I think, like, these new athletes, like The Last Dance, peeled back the curtain a little bit about what made Jordan great. Us older athletes already knew that he found reasons to continually motivate himself. And for the Chiefs, I do have to side with Travis on this. When Tyreek Hill was traded to the Dolphins, there were a lot of people that said, oh, wow, Chiefs are never going to be the same. And subsequently, they added Marquez Valdez-Scantling, who had 0 catches in the Super Bowl, Juju Smith-Schuster, who had a decent Super Bowl and then, you know, got back to being Juju after the game. But I understand the chip on the shoulder. And then when Buffalo beat Kansas City in the regular season, people didn't think they could beat Buffalo. Joe Burrow had won 3 straight against Kansas City before the AFC Championship game. So I get, like, the underdog energy, but he did take it to a stream. Nobody said they weren't making the playoffs.
Well, and yes, they were an underdog in the game too. But, I mean, it was a pick 'em here at Circa. You know what I'm saying? So I get that there wasn't the belief maybe that they were going to be this dominant team that ran through their schedule, especially because, especially like in the preseason this year, we thought that the AFC West might be the best division in football. Clearly that was not the case, but we thought for a moment it would be. And I just don't like it because we're hearing it every freaking time a championship is won
but
right
they
now.
Were underdogs
Everyone's
in the big game.
Just making something out of
well,
nothing,
they were
I feel
underdogs
like.
In the big game. They were underdogs.
But it was a point and a half.
I know, but Stormy, they were underdogs in the AFC Championship game at home, too, if I'm not mistaken. So, I get it. He took it to the extreme. But the energy did exist. Maybe not to the level that...
Yeah.
After saying
well,
it,
and
but...
so, okay, so here's the Travis Kelce is one of my favorite players
oh, he's
in
awesome,
the NFL,
by the way.
Period.
I love the jogging suit, too. The jogging suit was yes. dope. That's old school
like,
Al Davis.
I don't want anyone to take this as if I don't like Travis Kelce. He is a phenomenal player. I mean, in terms of what he's done in the playoffs now, receiving yards, receptions, touchdowns, all second to only Jerry Rice in all of those things in the postseason. He's a tremendous player. I love the energy. I even love the know your role and shut your mouth, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, I thought that was very fun. But now we've taken it too far a little bit. What I did like from the Super Bowl parade celebration was Patrick Mahomes, and I mean, he was ham sandwich, but he got on the mic too and was talking about the rebuilding year. He's like, I don't know what a rebuilding year is. We're in a rebuilding year. We win the whole thing. We don't hear Patrick get like that ever. And like, I loved the confidence. I loved Travis Kelce. We're used to it, right? We're
really
used to
Travis?
The shtick.
Are we sure that wasn't Jackson Mahomes? Like, we sure. We sure that wasn't Jackson because it looked, sounded, behaved a lot more like Jackson than it did Patrick.
I think now that like Jackson and his wife, what's her name, Brittany or something, now that they have settled down, because they did. I don't know who talked to him, what happened. They took a step back from the social media and all the, you know, drama from a year ago. And Patrick got to have his moment. He got to have his moment where he could be silly and get wild. And it was, I think he needed that. I think that's good for him. I'm happy for him. Yeah. It was very, very entertaining. If you missed any of that stuff yesterday. And now, by the way, looking ahead to next year, you cannot say anyone doubts you. You are the favorite going into 2023-24. Like, find something better in your back pocket to motivate you. Because it's not that you're doubted. Yes, they are
the favorite.
Are they really the favorite?
Are we sure when Aaron comes out of the darkness and
we'll
ends
get
up
to that.
Somewhere else? I'm just saying.
We'll get to that.
Enjoy it.
I'm still, granted, I think that it's what the Packers should and probably want to do, but I'm still not 100% sold that he's going to leave. I know. We're probably going to look back on this clip and be like, all right, Stormy, you're an idiot. But it's fine. Sports fans, listen. Just because football season is over doesn't mean there's not so much more awesome stuff going on. Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook, therefore, the place to be, especially for basketball and hockey. They've got you covered for every line, odd, and boost. Every week, new promotions. Join them with the Tuesday Hockey First Goal Insurance, Saturday Hockey Same Game Parlay Bet and Get, Weekly Pro Basketball Bet and Get, and a whole lot more. Go to BetRivers.com or download the Bet Rivers app. It's a whole new game. We got Win Some, Lose Some coming up. We will get into some Aaron Rodgers talk. Very curious if the Jets are playable at the number they have right now, because we know that there's something baked in there a little bit. You know that they're going to get a quarterback. It's not going to be Zach Wilson. So lots more to get to. Thanks for joining us. Follow the Money live from Circa Resort and Casino.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Wow, winning. Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Oh, yeah. Fun night last night, especially in hoops across the board. NBA, college basketball, the Knicks get it done. Cashing plus 150 at the Hawks. A 21-point win as a dog. How's that happen?
Yeah. Knicks kind of been up and down. But, hey, when Jalen Brunson's been available, I mean, hey, can they get involved come playoffs in the East? Maybe.
Hornets on a little bit of a heater. Hello, LaMelo Ball messed around and had a triple-double. 28-12-10 last night as the Hornets beat the Spurs. San Antonio now 14 straight losses. LaMelo Ball also second player now in NBA history with 1,000 points, rebounds, and assists, second only to LeBron. Not too shabby. The Citadel cashing.
Last night messed around, got a triple-double.
Yeah,
come on, got to get a shout-out to the Cube. I'm just glad Melo's healthy,
man. I just
man.
Didn't have
Good
the rhythm when
thing.
I said it.
Oh, you got it.
Citadel cashing 9-1 against Furman. They win 69-65, snapped a six-game losing streak for the Citadel. Texas Rio Grande Valley, moneyline.
I want to go back to the Citadel. Okay. I think they came out running the triple option. First team in basketball history to do it, and it worked. Keep it up.
Shout out the SoCon.
Yeah.
Love it. East Carolina gets it done, plus 375 against Cincinnati. They win 75-71. Georgia Tech cashes plus 320 on the money line against Virginia Tech, 77-70. Winthrop at Garner Webb. They win 86-78, cashing plus 280 tickets. Oh, man, you hate to see the Retrievers go down. UMBC loses 81-74 to Albany. Plus 250. The dogs were barking in college hoops, including an overtime loss for Oregon to Washington, 71-72. Okay, now here's the hockey. There were lots of goals scored last night in the NHL. Games 4-2 to the over. Not in the mullet, my friends. A 1-0 shootout win for the Arizona Coyotes against a team that you tried to tell me is going to win the Stanley Cup this year?
Well, listen, we've been to 3 Stanley Cups. We're used to playing in front of, like, sold-out football stadiums, and you take us
but
to a lot.
But you get nervous in front of 5,000.
You take us to a little high school gym and put ice on the basketball floor, and you wonder why we can't produce. Come on, man. NHL, get your stuff together. No way teams should have to go and play in that barn that the Coyotes are calling home.
That is back-to-back wins now for the Coyotes. They're 4-0-3 their last seven. That is their longest point streak of the year. Gotta give major props to Connor Ingram in net, though, for Arizona. Stopped all 47 shots that came his way. Really impressive stuff. Oh, I think it's just a letdown spot for Tampa, right? Too many
we just
emotions
beat the
against
Avs.
Colorado.
Yeah. It's just a barn.
It's
not NHL regulation. You shouldn't play games there.
So which one hurts you more? The Lightning, who you want to win it all, or you had cash on the Oilers last night? Red Wings get it done.
Well, I'm always pulling from my pockets. The Lightning have plenty of time to hoist the Stanley Cup, which they will do when I have it 12-1. But Edmonton last night, that was Puck Stradamus's play of the night. They just sleptwalked through the first period and fell behind 2-0. So they came roaring back, tied it at 4, but it wasted so much energy. They didn't have enough gas. It actually was tied at 4 with like over 11 minutes left in the third. I still had hope, but Connor McJesus let me down. How about show up when the puck drops, Edmonton, not second period and on?
Well, speaking of goals, by the way, that Buffalo Sabres Ducks game did come through. 10 total
it
goals.
Did. A lot
scored
of overs, a lot
game.
Of goals scored.
Never
last night,
in
like
doubt. Never in doubt. Let's go to the videos. We talked about Chiefs Kingdom going all out at the parade yesterday. Check out Patty Mahomes.
Is that Jackson or is that Patrick? I'm just telling you.
It is.
I didn't think they had the same parents, but after yesterday, I'm pretty sure they're blood brothers. And Patrick just does a good job of hiding it. And Jackson's like YOLO. He's just living his best life. But I'm happy for Patrick, man. I'm happy for him. A lot of pressure on the young man.
Don't fall off the float, Patrick. They need you.
I know, right?
They need you.
That's a release, Stormy. Think about this. If you don't win a Super Bowl, you didn't have a successful year. That's the standard he set. So having accomplished it, I mean, he's letting it all hang out.
Those dance moves are definitely Patrick. He's got the WWE belt on. I don't even know what is
happening.
Does he
have AirPods? Like, because his rhythm's a little different than everybody else there.
Hey, you won. You did it. 38-35, never forget. Okay, what else we got here in Win Some? A John Madden limited series, Tom Brady's production company putting that on. Who doesn't love more John Madden stories? The piece that Fox put together last year, that I'm so cool that he got to see it and go through that process before he passed. But I'm awesome. Super looking forward to this.
Yeah, this is single Tom Brady just flexing. I mean, he's good looking, went to 10 Super Bowls, won 7. And now he's got, Tom Brady's production company is behind the series. They could have left that out, but no, Brady's flexing. He's eligible. I see. Do your thing,
Did you hear he didn't know what a thirst trap was until all of the reaction from that picture the other day? I'm tired of the lies, Tom.
I mean, he's going to have on skinny jeans, no shirt on a beach here soon taking pictures. That's coming.
Another winsome, we go from John Madden to now the city of Las Vegas, it appears. Rob Manfred, Bob Nightingale reporting, Commissioner Rob Manfred has not had any conversations recently with the Oakland mayor because the recent focus of talks has been involving the A's and the city of Viva Las Vegas, Sean.
Well, we definitely have enough stadiums here and we'll build another one. So this is the most stadiumed city I've ever lived in. I mean, they're everywhere, so why not add a baseball one?
And give me baseball. The NBA's next.
Right.
Give me it all.
If you're not going to try and win with the A's, why don't you just send them over here so we can put some money behind them, get some good players, make them competitive.
Yes. The A's need Vegas.
Absolutely.
I love it, especially as a person who's born and raised in the city of Las Vegas, when everybody my entire life told me that sports couldn't work here and that I thought for my profession I was going to have to, the only way I would be able to do what I do is if I lived somewhere else, to have the Golden Knights kick this thing off, to now we have the VGK, we have the Aces, we have the Raiders, the list goes on and on. Minor League Baseball is here. We even have a professional lacrosse team now, the Vegas Vipers in the XFL. We'll get to some XFL conversation later, but definitely win some.
The people in Oakland going to get a complex when they hear Las Vegas and we keep this up. We already took the Raiders. We take the A's, too.
It's not my fault you're failing. Okay, one more loser. Speaking of failing, got to make fun of my Aztecs here in Lose Some today because the final score, this is not a halftime. This is not final score for San Diego State, Fresno State yesterday, 45-43. God bless you if you took the over 128.5. That is a toughie. And I was going through just the numbers just to see, it was basically just Brick City out there in Fresno, California last night. San Diego State, 16 of 49 from the floor. Jeez. Fresno State, 17 of 55 from the floor. 2 of 25 from three-point land. Abysmal. And yet, I know San Diego State is known for their defense. Their defense is not that good. You guys were brutal.
Yeah, that sounded like Tim Murray's stat line. 2 of 25 while he was at Muhlenberg College for
That's
his career.
That's not nice.
But, yeah, definitely probably was not that entertaining to watch.
That's
get it together,
not
Mountain West
nice.
Conference. Get it together.
I love the Mountain West.
New Mexico State coach getting fired. San Diego State,
New
Fresno
Mexico State.
New Mexico State
is not in the Mountain
You're
West.
You're right, just New Mexico. But I just wanted to add them in. They're in the region.
You're like,
they should be.
Hold on. Win Some, Lose Some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook, where if your first wager loses, receive a free bet equal up to your stake to $500. Learn more at BetRivers.com. You saying New Mexico State is in the Mountain West is a Lose Some.
Because there's no way possible New Mexico and New Mexico State should not be in the same conference. It's sacrilegious. It's the biggest rivalry in the entire state.
Yet you're slandering them because you don't even know which school is in.
I'm just saying the Mountain West Conference needs to get it together. Don't be showing us 44 to 43 games.
Yeah, but don't be slandering the Lobos.
Yeah, Lobos deserve all the slander.
You're just mad because you lost your bet yesterday.
As 10-point favorites to Wyoming at home in the pit. I thought being at the pit used to mean something, man.
It did. Once upon a time. That's why I said, because you know their thing is like, everyone's a Lobo. Woof, woof, woof. Is it more like just woof?
Yeah, woof.
Woof. Yeah, that was a bad one. It was a 10.5-point favorite the other night, too. Sorry about that, my friend. I did have a nice little Mountain West two-teamer that came through last night. I didn't expect San Diego State to win like that.
Did you money line San Diego State?
But I took it. Yeah, so I did a money line parlay with San Diego State and Boise State last night, and it did come through. But, ooh, that was not what your girl wanted to see at all. Like, especially because I want them to have success in the Mountain West tournament that's going to be out here in Vegas soon. They're nationally ranked. I would like to – we're talking about finding a dog in the race for the NCAA tournament. Like, I'd like to take a flyer on San Diego State to make a Sweet 16, to make an Elite Eight. Like, why they got to do me like this?
Well, they can't score more than 44, man. Sweet 16 is not
They
happening.
Did score more than 44. They had 45. Let me have this.
0.2x'd.
But, yeah, I need to do what you did, though, yesterday with tweeting out your plays because I don't do my college basketball research until a little bit later in the day. So, good stuff, though. We're going to turn our attention from college hoops back to the NBA, though, when we come back. Some interesting results last night. Don't go anywhere. And, yes,
go
Patrick
Jackson,
Mahomes, take us
out.
It's
your birthday.
Take us
go
out,
Go Jackson. It's your birthday.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
If you're looking for a betting edge on the NHL, NBA, or college hoops, the VSiN experts have you covered. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber with an introductory offer of just $9.99. VSiN Pro subscribers get access to the daily recap, the top plays made by VSiN show hosts and guests, tools like our betting splits, deep dive betting reports, VSiN betting guides for the biggest games of the season, where our experts have bracket breakdowns, top picks, and daily props. Don't miss out, though. This is a limited time offer. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe to sign up. Again, just $9.99. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. Stormy Bonantoni and Sean King on the desk with you in for the guys. Welcome back to Follow the Money live from Circa Resort and Casino. I almost called myself Stormy because I was getting ready to say Sean. You'd think I'd be better at saying my own name, but
yeah,
here we are.
It's okay. We got you.
I think I was just frazzled because in the commercial break you were trying to convince me that Russell Wilson's going to be amazing this year, and I just
facts
can't get it out of my head.
Pro Bowl.
Okay.
Shorts, flag
keep that
football
in the bank. Producer Dustin, please. He said half
there will
the league
be no
makes
Tyler
the Pro Bowl.
Huntley
Tyler
Huntley
yes.
There
Tyler
will be
Huntley,
no Tyler
Pro
Huntley
Bowl quarterback.
Silence.
Love to see it. Let's talk a little NBA here. Some interesting results last night. Mavs and Nuggets in the final game before the All-Star break. No Kyrie Irving dealing with lower back tightness in this one. No Jamal Murray either. Luka had 37, but not enough. Nuggets get the job done. 118-109, improving to an NBA best 27-4 at home this season. Your Warriors could really learn a thing or two.
About playing on the road.
led by as many as 21 in the fourth quarter, but still a big win for the Nuggets in this spot. I'm very curious a little bit later on in the show when we have Mitch Lawrence on to get his opinion on the Nuggets down the line, simply because I feel like even though they have the two-time reigning MVP, they're not really talked about in a way that they're going to win titles.
Well, Embiid should have won MVP last year. Let me just put that out there. Not joking. But he did, and he is the two-time defending MVP. I just think because we haven't really seen Jamal Murray a lot the last couple years due to injury, maybe there's some hesitancy about believing fully that what Denver's doing now is going to be sustainable during the playoffs. And also because I think people know the true superstars in the West outside of Jokic seem to be just coasting. Like the Kawhi Leonard, Paul George in with the Clippers, the Golden State situation. Like now that Durant is in Phoenix but hasn't actually been in Phoenix, you know, Fair. As a participant yet. Like, I think that's more why the energy isn't like turned all the way up to level 10 with the Nuggets, because there is a lot of star power in the West.
Yeah, no, you're certainly right from that standpoint. I just feel like they have a little bit more depth than they're giving credit for. Michael Porter Jr. has been great. We even saw Jeff Green have a breakout night yesterday, showing some improvement there. This is the first time since the Nuggets joined the NBA that at the All-Star break, they are the number one seed in the West. This has been the best first half Denver's ever had. So I think, I would at least hope, that that would be something that they could sustain. Their offense is on pace for the best in franchise history since the 80s and 90s. So,
and how much of this is, and I don't know if this is the right word for it, but revisionist history, like that energy that we've always attached to the Nuggets, whether it was Carmelo, whether it was J.R. Smith, like these magnificent, super talented Nuggets teams that always seem to fizzle come playoff time. Do you think it's some hangover, even though that wouldn't be fair or objective as far as how you evaluate the 2023 Nugget team? But historically, like, I think when a brand has always kind of not come up big time in the clutch, people kind of tend to attach that to them forever until it changes.
The only reason that I'm not so sure that that's something we can lean on is because the Suns are the favorite now that they have KD, and they've never won an NBA title, you know, 55 years in the making. It's still been that elusive thing for them to be able to get over the hump and get. So
shout out to Michael Jordan, because that Barkley team was championship caliber, and they ran into the one player team they couldn't beat.
Leader in the East, Boston got Jason Tatum and Marcus Smart back last night. They dominated the Pistons, easily covering as a 9.5-point favorite. 127-109 final score there. Tatum had a 24-point third quarter, 6 triples in the third quarter. So that means the Celtics, my Celtics now, because I need that futures ticket to come through.
Yeah, you got the two-team cross-court parlay, yeah.
Never thought I'd say my Celtics.
Unfortunately, you have the Bruins, so it has no shot. But the Celtics part I do like.
Lightning aren't winning, Sean. You just need to move on from that, my friend. But they have the best record in the league here, approaching the All-Star break. Fourth team in the last 50 seasons, meanwhile, to do that with a first-year head coach. The other three all made it to the conference finals that year. Only one went on to win the NBA title, and that was Steve Kerr in his first year with the Warriors. 76ers, you mentioned Joel Embiid. He hit the 10,000 club last night, had a 29-point night as the 76ers survived a rough second half to break through and beat the Cavs, ending their 7-game winning streak. 118-112, the final for Philly last night. They had a 28-point lead. Saw that go down to 4 with about a minute and a half to play.
Yeah, I've got a rule in the NBA. If you bet, there's no need to look at the score until under 4 minutes left in the fourth. It's the only league I've ever seen in my life where a 20-point lead means absolutely nothing. Like, it's the strangest thing ever. And but hey, it happens every night, right? One team's up 20, you look back, they're down 10. Yeah, I really think they're doing some strange mathematics at some point. It's just hard to believe that a team that has the payroll that some of these NBA rosters have could be up 20 points and completely fall apart.
Do you think the 76ers are live in the East?
To do what? Well, they're going to make the playoffs. So, like,
obviously,
yeah.
But
as far as like getting out of the East? To
correct.
The yeah, right.
Is this a James Harden can't come up in the clutch moments argument, or why?
I don't like any of them. Like, it's not just a Harden thing. Like, all of a sudden we get to the playoffs and Embiid becomes like a wing player. Like, his entire game is, you know, isolation at the top. He thinks he's Luka or something. Like, I don't believe in the Sixers at all. JVT, our senior NBA analyst here, you can always go to VSiN.com and check out his NBA reports daily. Mm-hmm. He does a great job. He likes Philly. I personally don't. I think James Harden, still a good player, but he's older now, can't dominate. I think Embiid plays less and less in the post as we get deeper and deeper into the playoffs, which is a bad thing. I do like Maxey, though. Wish he could get somewhere where he's got a real shot.
I just feel like with Embiid, it's always the same story where, like, we know what he's capable of. He does some sensational things in the regular season, and then if you need him in a big game or you need him in a clutch moment, he's just not that guy. And we've seen like one or two playoff games where he's been able to be that guy, and that's not enough for if you want to win an NBA title.
He's a big guy. I just wish he would play big. Like, he always wants to play like a smaller guy. And, you know, he wants to cross you over and hit the step back three. Man, get under the basket. If I actually had any say-so with big men in the NBA, all I'm making B do is watch Shaquille O'Neal tape. I want you to be Shaq. I want you to get the ball down here and be physically dominant and unstoppable. Because a bunch of twos add up to just as many points as shooting 30% from three.
No. He's dealing with a little bit of a foot thing right now. So I saw a report that, you know, TBD, whether or not he's going to do the All-Star break festivities, play in the game and all that. We will do some All-Star conversation a little bit later, get into some of those props and numbers that are available right now. One more result from last night, though, I did want to mention. We talked about it off the top. Lakers beat the Pelicans 120-102. Thought LeBron wasn't going to play. A lot of up and down, but first game that he was back in action since earning the scoring title at 21 points and 7 assists in that win. Just 3 games on tap tonight, Sean. We have the Bucks and Bulls going head-to-head. Milwaukee, a 7-point favorite on the road. Total sitting 230. Giannis is probable, still dealing with that right knee soreness. Pat Connaughton has been ruled out, however. Then a little bit later, 5:10 Pacific, 8:10 Eastern, the Wizards and Timberwolves. T-Wolves, a 3-point home favorite. Rudy Gobert and Kyle Anderson, questionable in that one, total 234.5. And then closing out the night at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern, Clippers and Suns. That should be a fun one in the West. Norman Powell ruled out. Lone Clippers player ruled out for the game as of right now. So good sign, especially with Kawhi putting on the show that he did the other night, that maybe they can get back to doing good things. Clippers getting 1.5 in Phoenix tonight.
I don't have a strong opinion. You know, I feel like you can't serve all the gods. And, like, NBA is the one, like, sport in our space that, you know, I'll be the first to tell you, if I can opt out, I'll opt out. I'm like the players. Like, I'm not doing back-to-backs. I'm low managing when it comes to the NBA because it's just so random, I feel, Stormy, from night to night. Like, you just never know.
Yeah, and at this point in the day, those are the names that we're aware of at this point, but I'm sure that we'll get more information closer to tip-off. That's part of the issue with betting the NBA earlier in the day when you're trying to get ahead of a number. But I know you said the other day you bought in on Golden State.
That's right.
I might be buying in on the Clippers.
Okay.
And I know you think I'm just a Kawhi homer, but I very, very firmly feel like they're a team that can put things together.
You can make logical arguments about why you like the Clippers. I personally, as a former athlete, just don't think you can convince your body to never really go hard on a consistent basis during the regular season and then get in the playoffs and flip a switch and have to go hard.
We'll
see.
Then what are you talking about with Golden State?
Well, they're playing. Steph is hurt.
I don't understand your logic in any way, shape, or form, Sean. Come on.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Sports fan, as football season comes to an end, Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook is the place to be for hoops and hockey. Bet Rivers has you covered for every line, odd, and boost. You can join them each week for new promotions like the Tuesday Hockey First Goal Insurance, Saturday Hockey Same Game Parlay Bet and Get, Weekly Pro Basketball Bet and Get, and more. Check out BetRivers.com or download the Bet Rivers app. It's a whole new game. All right. Sean King, Stormy Bonantoni on the desk here at Circa Resort and Casino as we continue our NBA conversation. Are you ready, Sean, for a little fire and ice?
I am ready. I'm going to do my best. I will put some context on this because I am a football is everything person, and the Super Bowl just ended on Sunday, and my ulterior inner person is Puxtradamus. I am still in the infancy stages of really deep diving on the NBA. But I have been watching from the perimeter. So take some of my opinions with that context. Okay. Yeah.
In the sports betting realm, everyone is looking for an edge.
You might not have my name. You have my blood.
It doesn't matter if you are up or down.
Lannister always pays his debts.
Success is not measured by effort, only by results.
And I will take what is mine with fire and blood.
Who you back and when you do it is crucial.
Everyone who isn't us is an enemy.
Knowledge is your greatest asset.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard are here to guide you on your quest.
Winter is coming.
This is Fire and Ice.
Whoever did the deep fake and Photoshop work on this thing is not getting paid enough. That is an incredible open. Okay. Holly makes a beautiful.
Can I get a moment? Oh my gosh. I just, you don't understand, like, and I'm kind of getting emotional. Like, I mean, how big of a Game of Thrones fan I am. So if Dustin, you're behind that, whoever is behind that, shout out to my guy Paulie, my guy Mitch. Like, I never missed an episode live. Like, that's me and the wife. Date, like we from season one, episode one. Like, Game of Thrones is my thing. So, like, Lannister always pays their debts. Like, anybody that's not us or our enemy, like, from, yeah. Like, oh, man, I'm big Game of Thrones.
All right, pull back your Shane Steichen press conference.
Did you see how I turned it on, though, quick?
Like, beautiful. Did you watch House of Dragons, by the way?
I have watched it, not as into it as Game of Thrones. They took the complete opposite approach, whereas we lost Ned Stark in season one of Game of Thrones, who looked like he was going to be the major character. House of Dragons, a lot slower, a lot more like
you background wanted more work. People to die off. Yeah, early,
like a lot more
saying?
Background work in the first season of House of Dragons. So hopefully they'll pick it up.
All right, well, Fire and Ice, we're looking at a few players that have been hot, a few that have gone on cold streaks over the last couple of weeks, and see if they are worth buying in on or not in certain markets. Let's start with Giannis Antetokounmpo. Over the last 14 days, he has been hot on fire, 37 points per game, 13 boards and 7 assists. His MVP odds sitting 7-1 right now, third on the odds board. We know Nikola Jokic, obviously your odds on favorite right now, minus 170. Worth a play on Giannis to stay hot after the All-Star break.
Yeah, I just think this is the one stock that you don't have any worries about as it pertains to the NBA. I mean, of course he's hot. He's been hot. He's going to stay hot. I mean, he put the team on his back and brought a championship to Milwaukee and almost did it again last year with Chris Middleton out and Drew Holiday shooting like the basket was moving. They still almost beat Boston just because of Giannis. And he's just continued, you know, those performances this year. I mean, what a player, what a man. Giannis is Giannis. Yeah, he's hot. Fire.
Somebody that, like, you have to be a fan of also.
Right.
Like,
plays the game the right way. Both ends, great effort. He's like everything you wish Russell Westbrook would be because his energy and effort on the court matches Russ, but he's also got the charisma, the personality, the humbleness. He works on improving his game. Remember, he couldn't shoot free throws. He couldn't shoot, you know, from the field unless it was a layup, and he's improved and gotten better. And, you know, on the big stage when he had to make the free throws, he did. And now you look at Russell's game and, like, the same thing Russell couldn't do a decade ago, he still can't do now. So I mean, hats off to Giannis. I mean, hot fire.
Okay, how about Joel Embiid? He's the second shortest shot on the board at plus 380. He's going through a nice hot streak right now over the last 2 weeks. 30.9 points per game, 10.7 boards, 3.6 assists, 1.4 steals, and nearly a block. His odds, again, plus 380 right now. I know you don't trust him when we get to the postseason, but regular season Embiid, you said he should have won it last year. Can he get over Jokic this year?
You know, I think if there are some voters that feel like the wrong person won last year, maybe they give it to him as like a sympathy award because we messed it up. But I mean, statistically, he's not on the same par as Giannis. And like, I mean, for big moments, I don't think he's had as many big moments as say a Jason Tatum, you know, who's on Boston. Mm-hmm. So I think it's going to be a harder path for him to win it this year than it would have been last year. But I mean, I just want to take my hat off to Embiid because he had a lot of Jackson Mahomes in him when he first got in the NBA. Didn't play for what, the first year and a half, Stormy, 2 years. It was a social media darling. I thought he was already on the TNT show with Barkley and Shaq as much as he was in the media. But he's curtailed that a lot, and his on-court performance has been excellent. He had battled some injuries, but for the most part, he's been healthy. So I think he is developing into a big-time player, still has to carry it into the playoffs. So I'm going to say lukewarm as far as how I feel about Embiid and being MVP.
Okay, and I mean, you've made the good point, too, when it comes to Jokic, the potential for voter fatigue as well. Do you really give it to a guy 3 years in a row? It seems like a tough feat. Okay, you mentioned Jason Tatum. How about Jalen Brunson, most improved player? He's averaging 32.5 points per game over this last two-week stretch and 4 boards and 6 assists.
Well, shout out to Jalen Brunson's dad, Stormy, because I think he's the only one under this God's green earth that thought Jalen Brunson was worth the kind of money the Knicks paid him. I mean, remember when the Knicks are targeting Jalen Brunson. Don't they need to go get a superstar? But, hey, he's backed up that contract. When he's been available, he's been excellent. And the Knicks have actually been really good, Stormy, when he's been there and been capable of playing. So I don't know that Dallas actually upgraded. Is Luka Brunson not better than Luka in totality? Just because Brunson does bring it on both ends, and we saw that in the playoffs, Brunson's offense was legit. So, great pickup by the Knicks. He can't win MVP, but he might win most improved player, but I don't really know. Like, he had a good year at Dallas. I don't really understand most improved player. Isn't that somebody that's coming off a bad season, not somebody that's coming off a season?
Most improved is it's similar to in the NFL when you have comeback player of the year. Nobody really knows the rules.
Some kind of way Derrick Henry was on that list.
Yeah, it's just, it's the way they do it is stupid. Shea Gildas-Alexander is the favorite in the market, followed by Lauri Markkanen and then Jalen Brunson. Next on the list, 35-1, is Cam Thomas, who also over the last 2 weeks has had some fire, over 27.5 points per game over the last 2 weeks. But again, at high odds, anywhere between 30 and 35-1.
Now, I do think Cam has a pathway.
Yeah, there's more opportunity for him
really
on the court
get
now.
Into like this race. Because there's a lot of basketball left. They still got the entire second half of the NBA season. And without Durant, without Kyrie, even though Ben Simmons is there, I'm going to say without Ben Simmons, because, I mean, he's really there, but not there, right? Mm-hmm. Cam has a legitimate shot because the Nets are in the playoffs right now. And if they can sustain winning without Kyrie and Durant, and Cam Thomas is a big part of that success, I mean, it's not like they got a bad team. Spencer Dinwiddie, Dorian Finley-Smith, like, they've got some good pieces still there. In Brooklyn, why not?
See,
I mean, taking a flyer on him at 35.
Sprinkle, yeah. See if something can happen. Okay, let's go to ice. Brooke Lopez was the favorite a few weeks ago for Defensive Player of the Year. He has gone cold. Available now at 5-1. Does he get back on track?
No. I've been anti-Brooke Lopez since he started becoming like a Larry Bird clone. Like, Brooke Lopez is 7 foot. Go back by the basket. Play defense, rebound, dunk. Like, he shoots more threes than any big man I've seen.
Okay, Paul George, the Clippers sitting 9-1 in the championship odds. I know he's had health issues, but he's kind of fallen back a little bit the last couple weeks as well. I'm buying in on the Clippers, are you?
No.
I think this is the opportunity to get a good number.
It is.
Moving on from that one, Tyrese Haliburton, trendy name a couple weeks ago for most improved as well, sitting between 35 and 40-1 last 14 days. He's kind of fallen apart.
Yeah, he just came back from injury, if I'm not mistaken, about 3 weeks ago, maybe 3.5-4 weeks ago, when kind of gave the Pacers a little uptick. He's got to shoot better. Not shooting a great percentage right now from the field, but I think he can turn it around.
Okay, well, from the NBA to college hoops in a little bit, as we step aside, Mike DeCourcy, Sporting News college basketball columnist, is going to join us. What does he think is going on with these number one teams continuously getting knocked off the pedestal? And is the NCAA tournament as wide open as we think it is? Maybe some underdogs worth buying in on at a good number.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.